RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Thanks, Patrick, but it's not Mike Rivera today. This is Ryan Dawson filling in, and I hope Bruce from Texas is still on the line. I want to take your call. I'm sorry I didn't see you there. I was on a roll ripping on John Bolton, so that's what happens. How you doing?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah. Now, the day goes by that I don't wish to hear that John Bolton suffered an aortic aneurysm or something. You know, it'll be good for the world. And that guy's dangerous.
Hope he dies of dehydration from chronic diarrhea, but that's my...
Diarrhea? Yeah. Could have grit, too. You never know. If you look into his past.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to try to bust your balls here or interrupt your role, because you're doing good stuff, and you always have. All right? But I just want to hit this subject and just see if you've moved anywhere on it or not. I'm not going to try to change your mind. People, once they're entrenched, a lot of times it's difficult to reevaluate.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a firefighter paramedic the day 9/11 happened, and after that, about 2005, I got pulled into the 9/11 Truth Movement, and so I spent a lot of time looking at that Rubik's Cube from every angle I could, and one by one, I tossed away the disinformation. You had the Judy Woods and her space beam.
Yeah.
Fetzer outed her that she sent him an email, and it had an additional address to the ADL headquarters. So
I don't know, but whether that's true or not, but everything she said is ridiculous anyway.
Right. What would you know, that kind of power to do that, where's the energy source? You know, none of her shields can answer that question, you know. And then it had the nanothermite, you know, you would have probably had to fill up the entire building with nanothermite to explode it out, you know, blocks away. You know, there's
yeah, thermite just sort of eats through things. It doesn't throw beams hundreds of feet through the air.
Exactly. Well, but then we get to the planes there. Now, where are you at with the plane?
I'm a planer. There were planes.
Yeah, there were planes. There were morphing planes. There were planes that lost wings. There was a plane with a tire too small, with an engine too small. There was no bodies and no luggage. But you say there were planes. Okay.
There were airplanes. I mean, the people on those planes were died. The plane that hit the Pentagon, they went and actually found the DNA of all the passengers other than the baby. It's sitting at Walter Reed. I don't think they got all the medics and pathologists and everybody involved to all lie to cover up what? There's no motive. Like, why not hit it with a plane? There are airplanes. There are actually more planes than the four planes that we're told about. There are planes that were hijacked on 9/13, where 10 people got arrested and 9 got released. They tried. There was 9/11 was almost a lot bigger than what it ended up being. And it was based on the Bojinka plot. From Ramzi Youssef, who was involved in the World Trade Center bombing in 1993. And isn't it interesting that none of the talking heads when 9/11 happened referred to the 93 incident with the exact same target, the World Trade Center's, hit by terrorists? No, you know what they referred to? Pearl Harbor. Why? Because Pearl Harbor justified using nuclear bombs. So that was what they alluded to, not the 93 bombing. They went with World War II. They wanted everybody to forget what happened in 1993 because the FBI completely botched 1993. But yes, I'm on board with airplanes. I'm not an airplane denier or anything like that. I think what happens is they tried to turn 9/11 into a tar baby. They gave out so much...
The denier, you sound like a Holocaust person there when you start using that word.
Well, what would you like me to say? I believe there were airplanes rather than don't believe there were airplanes. I mean, fine. You know, even with Holocaust denial, like that, I don't like that term either, because it's not, I don't think anybody actually denies there was a Holocaust. I think there are people who argue about the numbers and stuff. I'll call them revisionists or whatever. But yeah, we should be more precise in language. I'll agree with that point. So let me walk that back and say I do believe there are airplanes, and I don't think admitting there are airplanes makes somebody some sort of government shill that believes in the quote-unquote official story. I've done plenty of work debunking 9/11, but I have not seen any convincing evidence to say that any of these planes didn't exist or were swapped out with some other plane or whatever.
Did you know a couple of the A numbers are still active years later?
A couple of the what?
The N numbers, the aircraft?
I don't know. I don't believe that's true. But
okay. Well, it is. I'll let you go. We'll agree to disagree on this.
All right. I disagree. Thanks for your call. This is a strange thing. When it comes to 9/11, that is a conspiracy that has more wackadoo nonsense associated with it than any of the surrounding events. And when it comes to the anthrax attack after 9/11, they don't want you to look at that, because the anthrax note said death to America, death to Israel, and it is what was the legal pretext to go to war in Iraq, which was saying that they were violating a UN resolution 1441, which stipulated they couldn't have weapons of mass destruction. What kind of weapons of mass destruction? Well, one were bio and chemical weapons, anthrax and VX gas. And if you remember, it's Colin Powell, Secretary of State at the time, went to the UN with a mock vial of anthrax, held it up and pointed to cartoon pictures, and they had to be cartoons because these things didn't really exist, of mobile weapons labs, which Judith Miller and all the usual suspects said, oh, Iraq is producing anthrax in these mobile weapons labs. And why did she say that? Because there was a lie, and listen to my language here, a lie, not a mistake, a deception, that claimed that senior Iraqi officials had met in Prague, where they received anthrax from Mohammed Atta, who would be a ringleader of 9/11. It was on Flight 11 that crashed into the north side of the North Tower. Except that didn't happen. There was no meeting in Prague, and Iraq didn't have anthrax, and guess who else didn't have anthrax? Al-Qaeda. The anthrax didn't come from Iraq. Didn't come from Mohammed Atta. It came from Fort Detrick, Maryland, in the U.S.'s own labs. It was genetically traced back to our own weapons labs. And they chased around Stephen Hatfield for a long time. Then they chased around Bruce Ivins. He was suicided. Perry Mixel was suicided. You know, who ODs on Tylenol, right? Never had a trial. It was just over and done with. And then after Bruce was murdered / suicided, he was exonerated because he could not have done what they said he did in his lab. Plus, whoever sent the anthrax did so from the locations of Al-Qaeda cells in Florida and New Jersey. There's hoax anthrax from Florida and actual anthrax from New Jersey, next to where Al-Qaeda actually had been living and operating. But Bruce Ivins, unlike the Mossad, didn't live next to hijackers. And there are no airplane records of him flying back and forth to Florida and New Jersey from Maryland. And he could not have been in two places at once and could not have sent the anthrax, at least not alone. Most likely not at all. Because when you look at the notes and you look at the lies, it's pretty easy to figure out who made that up. Because the intelligence assessment of the Atta meeting, which was written about in PNAC with a picture of Osama bin Laden in the article, that later lied to link it to Saddam Hussein, was from James Woolsey. And James Woolsey, former DCI of the CIA, got his intel from, drumroll please, Israeli security forces. And that's in the London Times. That was in the New York Observer, which was owned by, guess who? Charles Kushner. That's who reports on anthrax. So they claimed that they witnessed a transfer of anthrax from Iraqis to Mohammed Atta in Prague. They could not have witnessed such a thing because there was no meeting in Prague, and Al-Qaeda didn't have any anthrax, and neither did Iraq. But after lying about that anyway, they went on and had Colin Powell go to the UN and George Tenet, and Lewis Libby writes this speech about the mobile weapons labs and anthrax, and he went there holding a mock vial of anthrax, and now that is the legal justification for the war. Everything else was extra. They lied about anthrax, but they don't want 9/11 truth to look at anthrax. They want you to argue forever about physics. And, oh, look, this tower, Building 7, wasn't hit by a plane. It fell into its own footprint too fast. It fell at free fall speeds. I know that just by eyeballing it, whatever. Great, but that doesn't tell you what happened. It tells you what didn't happen, but you're no closer at all to figuring out who did it. But there is a plethora of evidence showing the connections of the Safari Club clique of Israeli intel and Saudi royals who were involved in 9/11, according to our own FBI. Justin Raimondo, who I mentioned earlier, who just passed a few days ago, he had an FBI investigation launched into him and his website because he had mentioned Dominic Suter, the owner of Urban Moving Systems, of the Jiggling Juice, the Dancing Israelis, who had fled to Israel. He was a official FBI suspect of 9/11. And that is on their list of 9/11 suspects. He published it because he found the unredacted copies of it, which were in Italian. They're also in Polish, and I found the Spanish copy out of Argentina. And they got all the names on there. He's right on there, right next to like Ahmad Zawahiri and Dominic Suter. Right? Ahmad Zawahiri is a Muslim Brotherhood cleric who is in jail with the blind sheikh, who becomes the mastermind later to recruit Salome and Youssef and the boys involved in the 1993 World Trade Center attack, with a Ryder truck whose address goes back to an apartment shared with Josie Hadass, an Israeli agent. I guess they didn't think they were actually going to find a piece of the VIN number and find the truck and get the rental, and that, you know, they didn't see that black swan coming. But why would an Israeli Mossad agent be living with Muslim Brotherhood plotters that blow up the World Trade Center? Gee, I wonder. Who would benefit from such a thing? Of course, they botched that operation. They did murder people, and they did injure a lot of people with the smoke, and it was a huge terrorist attack on U.S. soil. Would be superseded by the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, which again involved the FBI and Anaheim and Andre Strassmeyer. Murdered Kenneth Trinidou's family members, and on with OKC. But that all got buried compared to 9/11. But if you really want to look into 9/11, look into all of it. And look at who were in and out of the towers. Who was it that got caught and thrown in jail for 10 years for illegally having a pass to do work on the basement levels of the World Trade Centers, dated September 5th, 2001? It's Sakir Hamad and Khalid Odala and his six-member crew that were busted in Tennessee serendipitously for another scam that they were doing. Key witness of that event, Catherine Smith, is burned alive. FBI agent Susan Nash found the gasoline in her clothing, and this was arson. They murdered her the day before the trial. And all these men are in custody, which means somebody on the outside had to be supporting them. They had rented Aero trucks, which is the exact type of truck that Urban Moving System and these five other Israeli front companies were using to spray their logos on and do their fake furniture moving operation, which was shadowing Al-Qaeda and going everywhere they went. You had Yoren Schmel, whose driver's license from Florida, who followed Atta around. They're living 3 miles away from him in Brooklyn. All right. You had Classic International Movers, Inc., which had moved Al Omari from Florida to New Jersey. So not only are they following him around, they physically gave logistical support to Al-Qaeda hijackers. This is not a normal furniture moving company. And it's not just Urban Moving Systems. There were six more. Well, five in a way, because Urban had two divisions, Max Movers for long distance moves and Urban Moving for shorter distances. Although that doesn't really pan out too, because there's another Urban Moving System band caught coming back from, guess where? Shanksville, Pennsylvania, What's special about that place? That's Flight 93. What were they doing there? Don't know, but we do know this. Miraculously, we found a passport of Ziad al-Jarrah, and only the little corner was burned. Just amazing papers. Not impossible, but it's very improbable. But that's what they find. But that is the only evidence that he's on that plane. Even the air phone calls, and you know, Alex Jones and the disinformation masters want to dismiss these and act like the cell phones and don't want you to believe in calls, but the air phone calls, which are real, all of them say there were only three hijackers, not four. And even on the black box, which was found, it didn't disappear and was played for the family members during the Massawi trial. We do have transcripts for it. The other hijackers on the plane do not refer to the pilot as Ziad al-Jarrah. And you know they know who's flying the plane. He's never mentioned by the passengers. He's not even mentioned by the other hijackers. Even when all of them are screaming, praise Allah, the end, moments before their death, his voice isn't on there. So you know what they do? They come out with a Hollywood movie about Flight 93, and they made sure it's Ziad al-Jarrah that's the hijacker, but it doesn't match the evidence. And let me tell you why this is important. Ziad al-Jarrah, a month and a half after 9/11, a couple of his family members were busted in Lebanon. What were they doing? They were Arab spies for the Israelis. Youssef al-Jarrah and Ali al-Jarrah. And Ali al-Jarrah, the older one, had been spying for Israel as an Arab spy, the Mizrahavim they call them, since the 80s on Hezbollah. And they raided his house and found his computer documents. I mean, they busted red-handed. It's in USA Today. It's in the papers. It's not on CNN. You're not going to see a former AIPAC employee, Wolf Blitzer, talk about it. But isn't that a big coinkydink? A 9/11 hijacker, a pilot no less, allegedly, had two first cousins working as Israeli spies. And the only evidence they got that he's on the plane is they found his passport. And wow, there just happened to be an Urban Moving Systems van leaving the area. They lied to police because they got pulled over for speeding. They said they hadn't been in the New York area, and these idiots still had the receipts from the tolls they had passed through proving that, no, you had been in New York and New Jersey. And where were you going? Why are you going to Shanksville? Were you taking a couch and some tables all the way from Liberty Park or in New Jersey to Pennsylvania? And isn't the long-distance move supposed to be under Max Movers, not Urban Movers? Isn't that what you just said? Wasn't that your excuse for the van that you caught coming back from Chicago? And I talked to him blue in the face about this stuff, and some of you are probably hearing this for the first time in your life. They don't want you to know what happened on 9/11, and that is why they just dump in the ridiculous to put you on a path to nowhere like a dog chasing its tail. You'll never figure it out because you're watching all these Jonestown talking points about, you know, just time-wasting things. Now, I got some calls. I'm going to take Frank, Jim, and then Phil. So first, Frank from my state, North Carolina, how are you? Frank, if you're still on the line.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, sir.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've not been following you, your commentary or analysis or anything for many years, really, but I remember you. I'm not on the internet, but I listen to all these shows on these call-in phone numbers that I have. But I remember you from MySpace. I was Defiant Misfit, causing all kinds of trouble back in 2006
wow.
to about 2011. Yeah,
way back on MySpace.
You probably don't remember me. Oh yeah, MySpace.
I barely remember MySpace.
Okay, yeah. Well, I remember you, but anyway. Yeah, I remember when Alex Jones was the tip of the spear. He made his name on the 9/11 truth movement, and now his whole show and the people he surrounds himself with are a bunch of basically neocon patriotards who go on air officially saying they believe the official story of 9/11.
Yeah, Alex is calling for more
revenge
recently. Oh, well, I got a break. Can you hold through? I'm sorry, I timed
sure.
this wrong. All right, thanks, sir.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
Eller's song before the break we had was Frank from North Carolina. Yes, are you still there,
Defiant
sir?
Defiant Misfit. Yes,
Defiant Misfit. Yes.
Yeah,
Tar Heel State.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I had a question about a video clip that I think I unless I'm misremembering it, that I used to watch. I used to see it a lot on the internet and whatnot of a plane hitting the building. But as long as you brought up Jones, though, am I misremembering that? I mean, wasn't he like the self-proclaimed leader of the 9/11 truth movement? I mean, I remember that's was predominantly the subject that he talked about probably 40, 50, 60% of the time on all his shows.
Yeah, well, I mean, 9/11 Truth was actually a group on MySpace that myself and a guy named Tyler created. But then I was kicked off of MySpace July 4th of 2005 and had to start over. And so the group was taken over, and then he kind of hijacked that title, but he always talked about 9/11. I mean, he talked about Building 7 nonstop. That was his bread and butter for a long time, but he never really talked about 9/11. Like, I never saw someone talk for so long without telling you anything you know, it's the same thing every day. Like, oh, Bill DeSeven fell too fast. And so, like, he didn't talk about who did it, didn't link it to how they lied about, used that to lie about a rock or anything like that. It was just, you know, he had on loose chains, and then he had Fetzer on, and then Judy Wood on later, and just, you know, and people who believe in, like, lizard people and stuff. And so his role was to take something legitimate that people ought to question, ought to be skeptical, and just fill it with nonsense and, like, a little bit of truth so that he could discredit everything. And a lot of people that wanted to talk about 9/11 didn't, because they didn't want to be associated with Alex Jones, who in the same breath would be talking about, you know, Ebola going airborne and whatever, and living in bunkers in New Zealand, and, you know, the gay frogs and so armored, on and so on.
Armored redoubts.
Yeah, armored redoubts. You know, I lose track of all his nonsense.
Yeah, you know, a lot of famous people, a lot of actors and billionaires that had planes always in the ready on the little private landing strips to take them away to their armored redoubts in New Zealand.
James Cameron.
Yeah, it's just funny. You know, the Alex Jones of that time period would not get along with the Alex Jones of today. I mean, they espouse totally different points of view on everything, totally at odds with one another. I mean, he's become the enemy that he used to fight. He's become what he used to...
Yeah, one of the things he used to go on and on about was, you know, don't fall for this two-party paradigm. That was his little nickel and dime phrase, like, two-party paradigm. It doesn't matter, you know, left versus right. That's just... But now he's just a hardcore right-winger. I mean, he's exactly what he used to despise. But that,
well,
you know...
I have a quick question I want to make sure...
Go ahead.
Well, you know, I get into these conversations. I chose never to get into the infighting over all the little, you know, ideas about what brought the buildings down. I kind of studied it all, kept it at arm's length. I'm very skeptical unless I can, because I have a background as an actual investigator, a professional investigator. So, I mean, I know about chain of custody and everything. If somebody just tells me, well, did you know that the planes were in service years after 9/11? I'm like, well, that's very interesting. And if that's true, that's very compelling. But I have to see that. I have to see the records for myself.
Do you really think the government would be so stupid to reuse a plane that's supposed to have blown up? I mean...
Well, I don't know. They're pretty stupid, but anyway...
They're pretty dumb, but that's like, too dumb.
Well, there's this one video that I remember watching, and I always believed in the planes, and I always believed that it was like... I always guessed it was a Global Hawk that hit the Pentagon, dressed up, painted up like an airline or something, but there was this one video, though. Don't I remember there was one video where it showed the plane hitting, and then it showed the nose cone and the cockpit of the plane coming out the other side of the building? Wasn't there a video like that?
It's not the nose cone. It's some of the landing gear goes through because they didn't put the wheels down because they're not interested in landing, and one of the engines. And it went all the way down to the ground, and there's pictures of it. They found it. So it's not the nose that goes through. People assumed it's the nose. The nose would have been smashed on the outer wall, but the landing gear right behind the nose, which is made of a steel frame, that could have popped out if it didn't hit any beams. It's possible, but I believe what went all the way to the ground was one of the engines.
Okay,
based on the fact that they found an engine on the ground. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'd have to go back and look at the video again. It's been too long. But one last question: do you think Trump knows who did 9/11?
No, he has. He's
really
clueless. Yeah,
he's really a stupid person. He's like the perfect patsy puppet clown, huh?
I mean, he's not as dumb as people think, but he kind of knows, like, okay, Al-Qaeda did 9/11, which they sort of did in a way, just not by themselves. And so he's against them, at least. Like, he did withhold CIA support for Al-Qaeda in Syria back in 2017, but...
Well, the Al-Qaeda
he's basically
was the base,
disagrees
right?
With
I mean, that was CIA.
Oh, well, okay, I'll explain in a second. Well, after the break, and I got to get these two other callers, so I appreciate your time. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha or konnichiwa. This is Ryan Dawson filling in for Mike Rivero. We got four callers waiting on the line, but I'm going to bump one up to the front because we've got Alex Jones from the Bohemian Grove on the line. What's up, Alex?
Hey, listen here, Dawson. I want you to know that the Illuminati, communist, Chinese, deep state, globalist, elite, Luciferian, interdimensional, psychic, demon, 4D chess playing team is here. And all you need to do is buy my cognitive alpha interrupter and tangy tangerine from the NWO to protect you from the forces of the Bohemian hedonistic Bilderberg pizza party, gun confiscation, Jade Helm, FEMA overlords, lizard people need light apply, the Ebola infested shapeshifters of the owl worshipping death cult are welcome. 1776.
All right, Alex, calm down. I'm just going to have to cut you off there. You're talking nonsense. We're going to go to Jim in Michigan instead. How are you, Jim? You're still on the line.
Just fine, thank you. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I was... I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, what's on your mind?
Well, I was going to talk to you about the thermite, okay? I've done quite a bit of extensive research on, and I must say that a lot of the things you said... You know, on the program so far, I had no idea about, and I'm very surprised. I'm pretty well researched, but you know, there, if I may say that there is a YouTube video, and it's called "Amongst the Rubble," and there was a reporter out there with this cameraman after the two towers collapsed, and It's down a road that is, you can see it goes right to the World Trade Center 1 and 2. And you look at all the vehicles there, and you have buses, you have trucks and everything, and they're all scorched. I mean, there's no tires on fire. Whatever happened to the World Trade Center when it exploded, because it was imploded, okay, it actually went down to those pyroclastic clouds that they talked about, went down that road and just incinerated every single thing that was flammable in all those vehicles.
Actually, they towed a bunch of vehicles out of the parking garages and set them up on the adjacent streets. There is evidence for explosives in the basement levels of the World Trade Center. Police found a van with explosive devices reported by Pat Dawson and Rick Sanchez on the morning 9/11. Explosive device in a van. It fits with the vans we found later packed with explosives on the George Washington Bridge. We know where these vans came from. We know who drove those vans. We have the contract for Zim Shipping leaving, breaking a $50,000 lease, by the way, and relocating to Norfolk weeks before 9/11 occurs. This isn't a mystery. That's why I'm like baffled by why I don't care if it's thermite or C4 or RDX or TNT or exploding bunny rabbits. It doesn't matter. There were people caught in a van full of explosives. And it's just derpy, derpy, derp to me for people to sit there with their nose on the ground looking like, oh, was it just kerosene or gasoline or maybe thermite or maybe – who cares? Don't you want to know who did it? If someone set your house on fire, do you care whether they use a lighter or a match? What matters is who burned your house down. Who burned our house down? We've got foreign nationals caught with explosives.
Let's talk about actually what happened in the building, though. And the firefighters were in the basement. They say that the steel was going like lava flow, okay, so which this looks like thermite, okay, but there was a seven scientists in Copenhagen that did an actual
metal, not steel. A lot of other metals in the building besides steel.
I understand that, but the point I'm trying to make is that the seven scientists from Copenhagen did an analysis of the dust, okay, that settled after the World Trade Center explosions. Said that there was nanothermite in there, and there was one thing that you said I maybe disagree a little bit with.
Do you know why that's meaningless? Because thermite is nothing but rust and aluminum mixed together, and to find that on nano levels is like being shocked to find broken glass and concrete. So, of course there is.
No, you just had
aluminum planes flying to a... Yes. Yes.
Well, why don't you listen
I don't
to what
care.
I have to say?
Fine. I've heard it
a million times.
Go ahead, talk about thermite.
All right.
Talk about no one's heard about thermite before. Let's learn about thermite.
Okay, well, you're really aggressive, and you know what?
I'm tired of you guys. I do all this work on who did 9/11. You're just like, maybe there's thermite. Fine, there's thermite. Okay, there's thermite. Great, now what?
No, they used thermite.
Thermite was one of the cutters. Let's say it was. So what? Now what?
You be quiet for a moment. The whole point is nanothermite is different than thermite, and the scientist was saying that nanothermite is built from the atom up, which means it's very small, and the only place that actually produced nano aluminum was a Navy laboratory. You know, you are so close-minded that you don't even want to know what the hell's going on. And you know what?
No, I've heard all this, and I've debunked all this.
No, I know what you're saying, but you know what? You're argumentative, and you're going, I don't want to hear your point because I'm totally right. You know what? Kiss my ass, bitch.
Okay, go kiss your own ass, bitch. Get off the air. Phil from Florida, please don't be retarded.
Yeah, Ryan, this is July, you know, the month of the moon landing. Do you believe we walked on the moon?
I didn't walk on the moon. I believe Buzz and company.
Neil Armstrong walked on the moon?
Yes, I don't deny the moon landing. Are you of a different opinion on the moon landing?
No, I think it's totally fake, but I was wondering what your opinion is. Do you believe we walked on the moon? Do you believe the United States astronauts walked on the moon?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you believe that those towers were empty? I do. I think the towers were completely empty, and I think they were emptied out in 1993 when the first bomb went off. And I think the whole thing is fake. A lot more people
are
believing
in them this thing is the fake. Day before. What do you mean empty?
The whole thing is fake, Ryan.
You mean like
it's
no
TV
furniture,
show?
No
you
people?
Go back and watch it on. You can watch 9/11 on the internet anytime you want. It's a TV show.
Oh, okay. All right, fake. You're done. Next, HB from Tennessee.
Yeah, I just wanted the motor, the engine off the plane that they found on the sidewalk. That mm-hmm. wasn't the engine off of that plane, and I saw a picture of it. It didn't even break the concrete that it fell on. Anyway, that's just one thing I want to bring up. The big thing about 9/11 is there weren't any planes that hit anything that day. You can look at the Pentagon. There was no leftover
Next.
Of a plane there.
Next. There is a big plane-sized hole in the Pentagon. I swear, you people, this is why no one wants to talk about 9/11. You discredit everything. Adam Fitzgerald.
Good evening, Ryan Dawson. How are you?
Good evening. I'm good. You hear me dealing with kooks?
It's exasperating to say the least.
Actually, I haven't heard the buildings were hollow yet. That was a new one.
Actually, no. I've heard that before. And it came from somebody named Brian Staveley. He's on Facebook. He runs a little podcast. And he's actually the first person that ever mentioned that to me and Ed Brotherton one day. And I blocked him immediately. I won't deal with stuff like that.
Imagine my lack of shock that somebody that thinks 9/11 is all a TV program also denies the moon landing.
I they all have that one commonality in symmetry, actually, because
do you think the Earth is round? Because if they don't say yes, it's like, all right, our conversation's done right now.
Right, no, for sure. And they all share that conspiracy-minded symmetry. Like, most of those people... We're also Sandy Hookers as well. I mean, they don't believe nobody died at Sandy Hook.
I know.
A lot of these people are chemtrailers themselves, and, you know, everything's off the table.
Anything paranoid is their bill.
Yeah, I think it's absurd. And I mean, I know you deal with it every day, but so do I.
I just sat there for like 30 minutes explaining how they lied us into war in Iraq using this information about 9/11, specifically went into right. how one of the hijackers had family members in Israeli intelligence. They're like, yeah, but what about thermite?
Yeah, that's cool about the thermite. Like, you know, first of all, the physics itself has dominated the 9/11 spectrum for over like 15 years, and that was the reason why I studied the geopolitical itself. I just found myself to be saying that's a dead end. And I talk to David Chandler, Wayne Costi, and Ken Jenkins sometimes, and I think they know my position regarding it. I said, look, you can argue
David Chandler
all you want
from AE 9/11, is he part of that?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, but now the thing about them is that now Wayne Costi himself has now started to delve into the. You know, the geopolitical atmosphere, but I think that for them it's a little bit too late because they dedicated so much time regarding the physics of the operation itself. But look how long it took them to believe a plane hit the Pentagon. And
I know.
Even
though
it wasn't
until
like,
2016 before they admitted a plane hit the Pentagon?
Right. I mean, but listen, I say better late than
never.
You
know where the disinformation came from? David Ray Griffin. David Ray Griffin is where you can, because these people don't even use their own words. They like quote things like this. They'll say, the soft nose cone of a Boeing 747 could not go through 6 reinforced steel and concrete walls of the rings of. And you look at the blueprints of the Pentagon, the rings are only on the upper floors. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not reinforced steel and stuff just because Loose Change said so. They've been renovating it forever. They only had to go through two walls, and it's not the nose cone, it's the landing gear, and we know that because there's broken landing gear in front of the hole. There's body parts of all the people who were on the plane, there's pieces of the plane. Loose Change showed the second floor hole only act like a plane fit through an 18-foot hole. There's a big 90-foot hole in the first floor. Why don't they show you photos of the first floor? Because it debunks their own nonsense. And so for AE 9/11 to be talking about the architecture of a building without even knowing what the architecture even was is very discrediting.
Sure. And you would think that because they're scientists, that they would look at the whole entire blueprint of the building itself. They didn't even do that for years. For years. I don't even know if they did that now because you still have people within, like, Gage's crew aligning with people like Greg McKee and Pilots for 9/11 Truth and CIT. And look at those people. They've been disingenuous for years, still to this day.
They finally stopped talking about the hole because I made movies about the hole and showed the giant hole. So then they go, yeah, what about the 87 cameras? What about the lawn? What about? Right? And so you got to answer like 100 different things. Like, the 87 number you're getting is from an affidavit about cameras using 9/11 in general, not the Pentagon, most of which were the second tower in New York City, da-da-da-da-da. Oh, yeah, well, what about light poles? What about Rolls Royce? What about da-da-da-da-da? Yeah. And it's not even their own thoughts. Like, this is stuff that came from the disinformation web from Jonestown and ilk. And they act like, yeah, I've been doing this research. They're like, no, you didn't. You watched a bunch of silly videos on YouTube. I went into the site, and like, you're saying the exact same catchphrase. It's a talking point. You're getting played.
That's right. Piggybacking off the works of others. Now, here's the thing, and I've tried to make this quite clear over the last year itself, is that a lot of these people, the no-planers themselves, always say that Israel and the Central Intelligence Agency are behind the attacks on 9/11, but I always tell them that when you dismiss the hijackers and the planes and the phone calls themselves, you automatically dismiss the evidence for Israeli and the CIA being involved in the attacks themselves. And they always find they're confounded by them. Well, how is that possible?
Yes. That's a good point. That's why the Pentagon is important, because a lot of them will go, well, who cares about the Pentagon? Let's talk about Building 7.
Right.
No, let's do talk about the Pentagon, because you know what, why? This is why it's important to admit there was an airplane and there were hijackers. Because Al-Midhar and Al-Hazmi, who are on that plane, Flight 77, that did hit the Pentagon, you can trace them back to their cell in California, where they did receive money through Mawid Dalkett, the wife of Omar Bayoumi, and Osama Basnan, who got money from Bandar Bush and Turk bin Fasil. That means that Saudi royals, through intermediaries, paid 9/11 hijackers. That right there is state involvement in 9/11. Which is what you're supposed to be looking for, right? 9/11 truth. Oh, Al-Qaeda didn't do it or what? Yeah, Saudi Arabia gave them financial and logistical support, paid for an apartment, lived with them for a year. But you don't get – and here's the other thing. When they entered the country, they did that after going to an Al-Qaeda summit meeting in Malaysia where they met with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The CIA knew this, had their phones tapped, had their names, gave that to the State Department, never informed the FBI. So that right there proves collusion with the counterintelligence wing of the CIA, withholding information from the FBI, from known terrorist suspects who had been involved in the USS Cole bombing, etc., who were going to flight schools, and then they want to act like, oh, we didn't anticipate a plane hitting. Unreal. But you get to that if you don't admit a plane hit the Pentagon, because that's the paper trail.
Right. And they dismiss all that evidence. And as well as... what I was always say, another smoking gun, another anomaly they tend to dismiss, is United Airlines Flight 93. Well, the phone calls can't work. Well, there was six phone calls that came out of that plane that said there were only three hijackers on board. Well, the 9/11 commission stated there were four, and Ziad Jarrah was the pilot. But if you take a look, and you've seen it before, you take a look at the flight manuscripts themselves, the person sitting next to the pilot is calling him Saeed. And there was a hijacker on board. His name was Saeed Al-Ghamdi, but according to the 9/11 Commission, he was a Muslim hijacker. What is he doing flying the plane? According to the FBI...
Why have the redundancy of everybody going to flight school, right? He was the hijacker, according to the other hijackers, but then Al-Jarrah's cousins get busted in Israel as spies. But let's just forget about that. Let's talk about Thermite.
Bingo. You just nailed it. I mean, a huge link right to the Israeli Mossad, automatically dismissed because you want to say...
There was another hijacker on Flight 77. There were six people. And Nelson Martin knows his work on that. There's a film called Six on 77, if anybody's interested. But I got
Renee made the
break here anyway, but then I got to get Doug from Thailand and Tyler and then Mike and then... Oh, Doug dropped.
I want to hold up. I've been on the phone too long, but could you go ahead?
All right. Well, let's get Tyler from Michigan.
Hey, Ryan. How you doing?
I'm all right. I was talking about...
I heard all the 9/11 talk, and I just have two documentaries that I gotta give a shout-out for 9/11 truth, and that's one, War by Deception, and two... Empire Unmasked. If you look those up, you can find out everything you need to know on 9/11.
Well, thanks very much. I made both.
Also, I know this is kind of off subject because you guys are on the 9/11 talk, but I was originally calling to hear a little bit more of your thoughts on Tulsi Gabbard, because I've been doing a little bit of digging on her, a little bit more digging on her, and I found out that she's a CFR member. She's had some pretty hawkish quotes towards Iran, and she's also a firm gun control supporter, and she also has a lot of Israeli bursars that have supported her in the past, as well as weapon contractors. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm going to have to give them after the break. To me, she's the least bad option, but I will talk about it in just a minute. Thanks for your call.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Aloha. Oh, I jumped the gun there a bit. I guess not. Aloha, konnichiwa. Yeah. This is Ryan Dawson. I have on, we're going to talk about Tulsi Gabbard after, I think that was the last caller.
Yeah, Tulsi, yep.
HB from Tennessee.
Basically, right? I was just wondering what your thoughts were on her, knowing that, well, I had done a little digging on her, and I found out that she's a Council of Foreign Relations member. You know, she's had some pretty hawkish quotes towards Iran in the past, especially in the 2013-2014 range. And, you know, obviously her domestic policies on gun control are concerning. And she's also expressed support, or not so much support, but an understanding for the CIA torture program, which I found really disturbing. And also, Israeli firsters like the Adelsons have shown support for her in the past. And, you know, it's just all of that's red flags. I'm just kind of wondering what your thoughts are on her.
Yeah, I don't agree with her position on gun control. I mean, she's a Democrat, so that's all of them, really. And so I don't like that, but I'm not really worried about it. They always do that. It's constitutional right, which is up to judges to change, not the president. So I'm not too worried about her position on that. She's not for getting rid of all guns. If you compare her, you have to contrast her with the other clowns on the stage, and she's just better.
That's a good point.
I mean, if you want to compare her, look at what some of these other buffoons are saying. So yeah, I don't like that about her being part of Council of Foreign Relations. I mean, she served in the Armed Service Committee in Congress, and another, what was that one? Financing? No, and DHS. And she was a soldier, and so you kind of have to. It's real politic. Like a lot of these groups, like CFR, for example, is more of like where legendary evil people go to retire, right, and do their think tanks and stuff. But I always judge a person by what they do. Like, okay, you're associated with something bad, but vote-wise, I mean, she did oppose war in Syria. She has said bad things about Iran, but as far as what she's actually voted for, it doesn't bother me so much. Like, she did come out against war. Now, her position's a bit nuanced because she did want to change the Iran deal and include some sort of stipulation against their ballistic missile program. I don't agree with that, but it's not going to make me, you know, dismiss. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the government of Iran either. I just don't want to go to war with them. But I don't really see their ballistic missile program being a threat to the United States. It's not really in our interest. But were they to increase that range, they could hit Saudi oil fields, which would be a big disruptor. And there are a lot of things. Like the reason Saudi's at war with Yemen right now, for example, is because they need to circumvent the Strait of Hormuz and get a deep water port that Iran can't shut down so that they can have access to the Maritime Silk Road. And they can't buy it or negotiate because of the religious divide by a Sunni monarchy with Shia neighbors. So that's not going to work. And so they're using the gun. And Iran is resisting that, Saudi supporting it. But Tulsi has said to get rid of this unholy alliance with Saudi Arabia and has voted likewise. And so, yeah, I don't like her lip service to some of these Israeli groups and stuff, but I really think that that's almost impossible to not do and still get elected into Congress. So,
but yeah, I agree.
And compared to the competition,
she also co-sponsored,
you really want Creepy Joe or Bernie the Nut, you know?
No. Lesser of evils, of course, she's the winner.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call her evil.
All right, well, thanks Ryan,
right,
for your... I appreciate all the information on that. I mean, that makes me feel a little bit better about her.
Yeah, I mean, she's getting better as we go. We got another break, and then I'll take some more calls.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic.